The Pakistani government agreed to implement Islamic law across a large swathe of the northwest of the country today in a concession aimed at pacifying a spreading Taliban insurgency. The decision was announced after talks with a pro-Taliban group from the Swat Valley, a one-time tourist haven in the northwest where extremists have gained sway through brutal tactics, including beheadings and burning girls' schools. Several past deals with militants in the northwest of Pakistan have failed, including one in Swat last year. The US has warned such pacts simply give insurgents time to regroup. But the ambassador of Pakistan to Italy, Tasnim Aslam, told us that the agreement will not give the Taliban free range of the region.
There seems to be a deep misunderstanding that Islamic law and what Taliban are doing are the same thing. Absolutely not. Most of the thing that the Taliban and other extremists are doing have absolutely nothing to do with Islamic law or Islam. Islam is a religion that forbids violence, and these people are indulging in violence. In fact, violence is their bread and butter. So there can't be a greater contrast or something that stands against the spirit of Islam. So it would not strengthen the Taliban, because under the Islamic law, killing innocent people or even attacking or violating their laws is a strictly forbidden and punishable crime.
The Bishop of Hyderabad in Pakistan, Max John Rodriguez, says that the deal is not acceptable as long as the Taliban is allowed to have their arms.
I don't know whether this can stick for long or not, because they will still have their arms with them. They're not laying down arms. So once the arms are laid down, this is a measure for a certain amount of peace, because the situation was getting bad and out of control. A lot of people had to leave from there. A lot of people ran away, not only Catholics, even the Muslims. A lot of people had to leave because there was continuous fighting, curfews and so on. So it was not easy to live out there. There was a lot of this problem. Many did leave.